Welcome to the final lesson in the Dream Blazing program. This is Lisa Robin Young, and I really want to celebrate with you for a minute because you've done a lot of work. You've gotten clear on what really matters to you in your life and in your business over the next 12 months, and that's no small feat. Now comes the task of how do we actually make the plan? And before we get into the actual process of planning, which takes on three different steps, I want to give you a little story about what the planning process is really like. I have a coach, and she is an amazing gardener, in addition to all of her other wonderful qualities. And she reminded me that different plants take different lengths of time to grow. For example, if you've got a radish, you can plant the seed, and it takes a few days for it to break through the soil, and once it breaks through the soil, it grows like crazy, and in 30 days, you've got a radish. On the other hand, with a pumpkin, you're going to plant a seed, and it's going to take a few days to break through the soil, and when it breaks through the soil, then it's going to grow a vine, and then it's got to put out flowers, and then those flowers have got to be pollinated, and then 3 months later, you may have a pumpkin. And there's a lot more tending to the vine that you have to do to make sure that the pumpkin is healthy. Some of your goals are going to be more radish-like. You're going to be able to implement and get moving on them quickly, and it's going to take very little time to start to see results. Other things are going to be a little more slow and a little more plodding, and they're going to take more time before you see the final result that you want. So it's very possible that you've set a very important goal for you that you can accomplish in the first quarter of the year. Fantastic! Once you've got that one checked off your list, you can choose to put something new in its place. You don't have to, but you can. And that's the nature of identifying what types of goals you have. For most people, that's done through the process of setting milestones. And here's what I mean by that. When you're flying an airplane and you're going through the air, there are these little outposts across the United States called air traffic control towers that let the planes in the air not only get directed through the airspace, but let them know what airspace they're even in. If you're driving down the road and you're trying to get from Detroit to New York, you're going to follow the road and follow the signs, the mileposts that say New York is this way 400 miles or New York is this way 22 miles, and you're going to follow those mileposts. Those mileposts let you know where you're at. If you're in the right direction or if you're going in the completely wrong direction. So, in our planning process, we want to identify, are these radish goals or pumpkin goals? And once we've got clarity on that, we need to identify the mileposts throughout the year. If, for example, one of my goals is to lose 52 pounds, that's about a pound a week. It would be very tempting to say, well, I'm going to lose 13 pounds in the first quarter of the year. But that might not be realistic if, as is in my case, the first quarter of the year has my birthday in it, and my husband's birthday in it, and my son's birthday in it, and there's a lot of partying going on in that quarter, and I know I'm not going to eat as healthy as I would, say, maybe during the summer. So in that respect, I would say it's probably more believable for me and more doable for me to focus on maintaining or losing 5 to 7 pounds in the first quarter, and then shift some of that goal to the next quarter and beyond. So I want you to take a minute to really look at the goals that you set and identify. Are these all pumpkin goals? Are some of them radish goals? Are they in between? Are they a double radish goal? Maybe they take 2 months instead of one? Get clear on what those are, and then we'll start identifying the milestones as we go along.